I think that Twitter has become the change agent for how people can get involved in the political process. We saw it in Iran as tens of thousands of Iranians were using kind of the social media, the new media, the emerging technology to communicate, to organize, to spread information. And what Twitter did was it allowed people for the first time to send that information back and around the world in real time. It wasn't available when the Berlin Wall was coming down. This technology was not available when the Tiananmen massacre happened. It wasn't even available a year and a half ago when the monks in Burma staged protests. So this is the first time that the new technology was being utilized and was having a direct impact on the ground.
And I think most people, you sort of hear Twitter and they think, okay, this is basically one of the, you know, an opportunity for people to talk about their lives, what they're eating for lunch, what they're eating for dinner, something like that. But we're finding that there are broader impacts here, aren't there?
I think there are. I think that, yes, Twitter and Facebook and YouTube and other ways are for people to talk about the minutiae of what's going on in their life. But as well, it's a technology that can be grasped as it was in Iran and in other places where people that haven't had a voice before can really talk and interact and organize and make an impact. And it has had an impact where it's still very early in the time to know exactly what that impact will be. But in this point, where you have a country such as Iran that can, in the past, just kick the media out, quell all the free speech, and then move on from there, that possibility doesn't happen anymore. Now you're going to have people that can talk, that can interact, that can make change happen without the need for a CNN or a Al Jazeera or an El Arabiya or any other organization. In fact, they become the news center that the other media feeds off of.
And it seems like this has the potential for being such a change of the dynamic of how people share information, really how people maybe organize, potentially.
I think you're right. I think if you see situations like Mousavi, the gentleman whose name was on the ballot in Iran, having more than 100,000 Facebook followers and fans, you see still today on Twitter, the hash mark Iran election is still among the most 10 followed topics on Twitter. It still is continuing to this day. So this is one of those sparks that happens, and then a fire takes off, and we don't know where it's going to end. And it is the new technologies that are allowing that to happen. And as far as the Nobel Prize, I think it is something that we could look at. It might be a little early at this point, but it is something that in the past, great people in this world have received the Nobel Prize. Martin Luther King Jr., Desmond Tutu, and others. And now it's where technology is the driver. It's not just one person, but it's a whole group of people. And how do they organize? How do they get together? What brings them all together? And it's the ingenuity and the entrepreneurship of many of these companies that might not have said, I want to set up this company as a social networking communications vehicle. And they probably didn't say, I want this to become a change agent across the world to bring freedom. But that's been the result in many cases. And it's something to really look at as a trend in the future.
And you even had the State Department calling the folks at Twitter and saying they were going to have an automatic shutoff for maintenance server issues and saying, hold on, can you delay that because it might impact their people in Iran are really using this technology in real, tangible ways.
That's true. The situation was is that Twitter people were going to take down their service for some time. In a time that would have been the daytime in Iran, and the State Department asked them to postpone that so that it would happen nighttime in Iran and that the people could still communicate during the day.
I'm a little bit, because most of our listeners are feds or people who work in the federal market and who focus on this stuff. It seems like there are implications here for how federal agencies deal both with citizens, but also how they deal with each other. And it seems like there's a potential change for how they look at how they do their business as well.
I think you're right. I think that if you look at different federal entities in the U.S. government, For example, the U.S. Agriculture Department, their library, has a very active social media campaign that lets people know where their information is and how they can get in touch with it. Of course, the Obama White House has really revolutionized the way that social media and emerging technologies can make an impact, as they've done several innovative things. President Bush also did innovative things when he was at the White House. But we are seeing where we can bring government closer to the people, bringing information to them immediately, and having a conversation and interaction with them that used to happen via the mail. It could happen a little bit via email, but now there's an instantaneous ability for people to communicate with their government and vice versa.